A very good morning to you all, and welcome to Newport on Tay Church of Scotland and to our service of public worship. On behalf of our congregation, I would like to welcome all those who are worshiping with us this morning for the first time or doing so after a long while. After the service, you are all invited to join us at our church hall for teas and coffees. Our call to worship is from Psalm 97. The Lord reigns, let the earth be glad, let the distant shores rejoice. Clouds and thick darkness surround him, righteousness and justice are the foundation of his throne. Fire goes before him and consumes his foes on every side. His lightning lights up the world, the earth sees and trembles. The mountains melt like wax before the Lord of all the earth. The heavens proclaim his righteousness, and all the people see his glory. All who worship images are put to shame. Those who boast in idols worship him, all you gods. Zion hears and rejoices. And the villages of Judah are glad because of your judgments, O Lord. For you, O Lord, are the Most High over all the earth. You are exalted far above all gods. Let those who love the Lord hate evil, for he guards the lives of his faithful ones and delivers them from the hand of the wicked. Light is shed upon the righteous and joy on the upright in heart. Rejoice in the Lord, you who are righteous, and praise his holy name. Let us worship God. And our first hymn, 739, the church's one foundation is Jesus Christ, our Lord.
Thank you.
Let us pray. Heavenly Father, in this world of uncertainties and shifting shadows, we come before you in our worship this morning, seeking the enduring light of your truth. You have revealed yourself through your Son, Jesus Christ, and through the sacred words of Scripture. We acknowledge that your truth is not a fleeting concept, but a guiding light in the darkness of our times. As we gather today in worship, help us to open our hearts to your divine wisdom, to embrace the authenticity of the Christian message, and to be transformed by the power of your Holy Spirit. Guide us, O Lord, to discern truth amidst chaos, to hold fast to what is real and eternal, and to be witnesses of your majesty as were the apostles. Merciful God, we confess that we have often wandered from the path of your truth. In a world filled with misinformation and conflicting narratives, we have sometimes succumbed to doubt and confusion. We acknowledge that we have been swayed by the allure of worldly perspectives, neglecting the guidance of your Holy Spirit. Forgive us for our hesitancy to fully embrace your word, for our reluctance to seek spiritual discernment, and for the moments when we have contributed to the dimming of your gospel's light in our lives and in our world. Help us to renew our commitment to your enduring truths, to resist the temptations of false teachings and superficial understandings. Grant us the courage to confront our own biases and to be receptive to your transformative power in our lives. In the grace of Jesus Christ, we seek your forgiveness and the strength to live as faithful disciples in a world of uncertainty. All this we pray as we sum up our petitions in the words of Christ, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Our next hymn, 465, Be Thou My Vision.
Thank you.
Wonderful singing congregation. I think we should invite BBC to come and record us for songs of praise. Hello, children. Good morning, children. How are you today? Good. I think there are many more this morning. That's very good. Our children's talk this morning is from 2 Peter. And I want to talk about the truth and how we find out what is truth. Now we begin again with our questions as usual. Have you ever heard a story that sounded so amazing, but you were not very sure if it was true or not? Maybe nice, maybe the story was really just so amazing, but you were like, can this really be true? Anyone? Maybe a friend told you something and you thought, this is really nice, but can this be true? Maybe you don't have answers to that. Let me ask the second question. Do you know how we can find out if something is true? How can we find out if something is true? Yes. We can Google it. Okay. Digital generation. We can Google it. Okay. How can we find out if something is true? Yes. We can ask somebody else or someone else if they know whether it is true or it's a lie. Yes? Any other response? How can we find out if something is true? Any other answer? Going for help. Correct. Going for help, asking. Now, have you ever been told something by someone you trust, like your parents or a teacher? When your teacher or your parents talk to you, how do you feel about that? Definitely, you know they are saying the truth, okay? So, for example, if it's an advice, if your parents tell you not to go somewhere because something bad may happen to you, you have to believe them, right? Because they are your parents. And if your teachers tell you when you go back home, you have to do your homework. And you have to do your homework because why they are saying that is because if you do your homework, then you understand the subject better and you do well in school or at school. So one way to find out if something is truth is to ask maybe from people who know more than us or who are elderly to us, or to ask our teachers, to ask our parents. And Ariel said you could Google it up. Yes, of course, you could Google it up, but there are many things too. When you Google up, you have so many different answers. So it's difficult to pick out which one is the right thing to do. Now, in our text from 2 Peter, Peter is talking about us trusting what we know is true. And he's saying that the things he has written in the Bible, he has not just written them. He was a friend to Jesus. He was one of the disciples. So he knew Jesus personally. And what he is writing is true. And the things he is writing for us Christians today to read about are things that can help us to grow in our faith and to live good lives. And what he is writing is true. So it's about witness. He actually saw some of these things happening because he was a friend to Jesus Christ. What do we learn from this as children of God? Yes? Yes, you should trust things you know that are right, and you shouldn't trust things that are wrong. I think we should clap for these children, congregation. Let us put our hands together for our children. Very good answers this morning. And for us Christians, the Bible is the Word of God. And each time we come to church and we read scripture, and the minister preaches, or members of the worship committee, or any other person, we learn, we want to learn from the Bible, because we know that the Word of God is true. And it helps us to live good lives and to live as God's children. So Peter is saying that, I can testify that what I'm writing is the truth. And if you live by this truth, you will grow up to be good and responsible people. So let us pray. Let us bow our heads in prayer. Dear God, we thank you for teaching us this morning. And we thank you especially for our children. As young as they are willing to learn from you and to walk the path of righteousness for your name's sake. We pray, O God, that you will continue to help our children as they grow in the faith, that they will abide by the truth of the Word of God and live lives that are pleasing in your sight. Help them, O God, to overcome the many different voices that speak to them, the ones that do not help them especially. And may they continue to be anchored in the faith through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, we pray. Amen. Our next hymn is Jesus Loves Me, This I Know.
Our first readings this morning are from the book of Habakkuk, chapter 3, verses 3 to 4, then 10 to 11, and 18 to 19. Habakkuk, chapter 3, reading from verse 3. God came from Teman, the Holy One from Mount Paran. His glory covered the heavens, and his praise filled the earth. His splendor was like the sunrise, rays flashed from his hand, where his power was hidden. You split the earth with rivers. The mountains saw you and writhed. Torrents of water swept by. The deep roared and lifted its waves on high. Sun and moon stood still in the heavens at the glint of your flying arrows, at the lightning of your flashing spear. Yet I will rejoice in the Lord. I will be joyful in God my Saviour. The Sovereign Lord is my strength. He makes my feet like the feet of a deer. He enables me to tread on the heights. Our final reading is taken from the second book of Peter, reading chapter 1, verses 16 to 21. 2 Peter 1, 16 to 21. For we did not follow cleverly devised stories when we told you about the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ in power, but we were eyewitnesses of his majesty. He received honor and glory from God the Father when the voice came to him from the majestic glory, saying, "This is my Son, whom I love. With him I am well pleased." We ourselves heard this voice that came from heaven when we were with him on the sacred mountain. We also have the prophetic message as something completely reliable, and you will do well to pay attention to it, as to a light shining in a dark place, until the day dawns and the morning star rises in your hearts. Above all, you must understand that no prophecy of Scripture came about by the prophet's own interpretation of things, for prophecy never had its origin in the human will. But prophets, though human, spoke from God as they were carried along by the Holy Spirit. Amen. And thanks be to God for these readings from his holy word. We will now continue our worship by singing the hymn 442, Blessing and Honour, Glory and Power.
Let us pray. Dear Father, we ask for the guidance of your Holy Spirit to interpret and apply the teachings of the gospel message in our daily lives. Let the light of your truth penetrate the darkness of our misunderstandings, doubts, and fears. Transform us, O God, through your word, that we may be bearers of your light in this world. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, we pray. Amen. Dear friends in Christ, let us reflect briefly this morning on the theme, the enduring power of truth in a world of uncertainty. The enduring power of truth in a world of uncertainty. In 1914, Ernest Shackleton and a team of explorers set out from England to do something that no one before had accomplished. Cross Antarctica from one side to the other across the South Pole. But disaster struck when the team's ship Endurance became entrapped in ice and eventually sank after her hull was crushed. Marooned on nearby Elephant Island, there seemed little hope for their survival. In a desperate effort to get help, Shackleton and five others set out in a 20-foot lifeboat across some of the most dangerous and storm-filled waters in the world. It was an 800-mile journey to South Georgia Island, where help could be found. For 15 days, the men battled the treacherous seas and massive storms with waves of up to 100 feet. Using only a compass and a sextant, Frank Worsley, who had captained the Endurance, navigated their course until they safely reached land and found help. Shackleton procured another ship and returned to rescue all of his men. He became a national hero in England for his courage and persistence. My dear friends, our world, much like Shackleton's, faces its own kind of ice. A creeping doubt in absolute truths, once solid and unyielding. The rise of postmodern thought has chipped away at these truths, leaving many adrift in a sea of relativism where individuals believe is their truth. In this era, the biblical narrative that once brought light and still brings today, and that provided unwavering truth, is now seen by many as outdated, its divine light dimming in the eyes of a skeptical world. Yet, in the midst of this maelstrom of conflicting narratives, the Apostle Peter's words in 2 Peter 1 shine forth, asserting the authenticity of the Christian message. Peter emphasizes on the tangible experiences of the apostles, counters our contemporary struggle with discerning truth in an age of digital overload, viral misinformation, and echo chambers. It is a stark reminder of the Christian faith's grounding, not in myths, but in real witnessed events. In a world where the lines between fact and fabrication are increasingly blurred, Peter's counsel brings us back to the essence of our belief, a truth rooted in real experiences and divine revelations. He calls us to seek wisdom, not just from the world, but from a higher source, guided by the Holy Spirit. And this divine guidance is crucial in an age where information is often manipulated for personal or political gain, and traditional gatekeepers of truth are fading away. To navigate these troubled waters, we must anchor ourselves in practices that foster divine discernment. I have three main ones for you this morning. The first is prayer and meditation. Prayer is fundamental for Christians seeking divine guidance. Engaging in regular, sincere prayer and meditation can help in cultivating a deeper connection with God, allowing for greater discernment and understanding beyond worldly viewpoints. The second is study of Scripture. The Bible is the Word of God. It is a primary source of divine wisdom for Christian people. Regular study and reflection on the Scriptures can provide insights and guidance, helping believers to view situations through a spiritual lens. Thirdly and finally, seeking the Holy Spirit's guidance. We Christian people believe in the Holy Spirit as a counselor and guide. Actively seeking the Holy Spirit's direction in decision-making can help to spiritually inform our discernment. Beloved in the Lord Jesus Christ, Peter's teachings also remind us of the transformative power of divine encounters. Just as the transfiguration of Jesus was a pivotal moment for the apostles, we too are invited to seek experiences that transcend our daily existence and deepen our faith. In a world where truth is often contested and reality is manifold, Peter's message gives us hope. It warns us against the lure of false teachings and calls us to a vigilant spirit grounded in the gospel's truth. As we face the uncertainties of our times, let us draw inspiration from Peter's words. Let us build our journey on the solid ground of divine truth, embracing guidance, seeking transformative encounters, and maintaining a vigilant spirit. Amidst the shifting sands of our world, the enduring truth of the gospel remains our constant guiding light. Let us trust God and let us follow his word. Let us pray. God, our Heavenly Father, we thank you for your word to us this morning. We acknowledge many times, O Father, that we have not been true to the gospel message. And in many ways, we have not been truthful even in our commitment to you. Forgive us, O Father, and accept us as we are. Help us to anchor ourselves in the truth of your word and live lives that are pleasing in your sight. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, we pray. Amen. We sing our next hymn, 476, Mine Eyes Have Seen the Glory of the Coming of the Lord. Let us pray. Loving God, our hearts are full of gratitude as we acknowledge your boundless generosity and love. You have blessed us in countless ways. And in response, we bring our offerings as a symbol of our thankfulness and commitment to your work. Lord, we dedicate these gifts to you, knowing that all we have comes from your hand. May these offerings be used to further your kingdom, to spread your message of love and hope, and to meet the needs of those who are less fortunate. We pray that through our giving, your light and love will reach into the darkest corners of our world, bringing hope where there is despair, peace where there is conflict, and comfort where there is suffering. We also offer our deepest thanks for the many blessings you bestow upon us daily, for health, family, community, and the beauty of your creation. Help us to never take these gifts for granted, but to always use them in service to others and to your glory. As we dedicate these offerings, we also dedicate ourselves. May our lives reflect our gratitude and joy in serving you. Guide us in wisdom and strength to be your hands and feet in the world, showing compassion and love to all we meet. Almighty and everlasting God, we come before you with hearts yearning for your guidance and wisdom in a world where truth often seems veiled in shadows. We pray earnestly for your divine intervention in discerning what is false and misleading, particularly in the Christian faith. Lord, we lift up to you the many regions of the world, especially in Africa, where false prophets have emerged, leading astray your children with deceptive teachings and practices. We remember the example of the late prophet T.B. Joshua and pray for all those who have been harmed by such cults. May your light of truth shine upon these dark situations, bringing healing and restoration to those affected. We pray for our congregation here, Newport on Tay Church, and all your congregations worldwide, that we may steadfastly uphold your truth and seek wisdom from you to live holy and helpful lives. Grant us the discernment to recognize your authentic voice amidst the clamor of the world and the courage to follow your path unwaveringly. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayers for the sick, the poor, the dying, and those without a home. May your comforting presence minister to their needs, providing healing, provision, and hope in their hour of need. We remember those who are bereaved. Envelop them in your loving embrace and comfort them in their time of grief. We ask for your guidance in the week ahead. Lead our steps in the way of peace. Help us to be instruments of your love and grace in a world that desperately needs your enduring truth. In all things, may we reflect the light of Christ, who guides us through the uncertainties of life. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, we pray. Amen. If you are able, please stand, and together let us affirm our faith in the words of the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day, he rose again. He ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of sins, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen. Oh, for 1,000 tongues to sing. A final hymn, 352.
Thank you.
peace and serve the Lord. The Lord bless you and watch over you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. May God, who knows the thoughts and desires of every heart, guide and strengthen and fill you with all spiritual blessings and grace, that you may daily rejoice and be ready to give an account of your faith in the world.